American Cattle News, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
They're not interested in cashing that in.
That's Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association based in Washington, D.C., talking about the legacy tax, getting a lot of pushback from the Democrats. In fact, they put together a 3-foot-high stack of pages on why they should not repeal the death tax, because they say it helps the rich, it helps the wealthy. And the American cattle industry and other farmers are caught squarely in the crosshairs of all that discussion. Colin Woodall.
Now, that's been one of our biggest concerns in regards to the death tax, is this continued claim, mostly from Democrats, that this is about a tax cut for the rich and wealthy and the top 1%, when what they don't understand is when it comes down to family farming and ranchers, you have families that are sitting on land that is worth sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars, but they don't see the actual benefit or value out of that land, because their job is to make sure that it's being used productively now and then it passes to the next generation. They're not interested in cashing that in. In a lot of cases, those land prices have been driven up by urban encroachment, people coming in and buying other land.
But again, these ranchers, these farmers are being treated like the wealthy.
But they're wealthy only on paper. It doesn't translate into actual dollars. And that's why we have got to continue to push all the Democrats in particular to understand that this is a major roadblock to family farmers and ranchers actually taking and putting their land into the hands of the next generation. It's been a hard task for us, but this is probably the best opportunity we've had in years to do it, and we're going to push on it.
And Colin Woodall said the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the members, are still optimistic that the death tax may be repealed.
We are optimistic. You know, that may be anything from something that's an ag exemption that is specific to us, or it could be a situation where we just get the exemptions raised, the monetary exemptions raised on the death tax. We're going to look at every single option possible, but our goal is to get full repeal.
That's Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. There's still time to tell the EPA to ditch WOTUS. The comment period is open until September 27th. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.